بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, فَعَلَمْ نُوْ very well أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ There is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ is known as كَلِمَةُ التَّوْحِيدِ A person is declaring that there is no person that is worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only ilah. There is no other ilah besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah has got no partners whatsoever. That is the meaning of la ilaha illallah. Allah has got no sharik. Allah has got no parents. Allah has got no wife. Allah has got no children. There is nobody equal to Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is known as Kalimatul Taqwa, Kalimatul Ikhlas, Kalimatul Tayyibah. Everything is in the control of one Allah. There is no defender, protector besides Allah. Harm comes from Allah. Good benefit comes from Allah. Our rozi and sustenance comes from Allah. There is no Qudrat above Allah. Everything is in His complete and sole control. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the seven heavens, the seven skies and the seven earth together, if it is placed on one side of the scale and la ilaha illallah on the other side, La ilaha illallah will outweigh the seven earths and the seven skies. So powerful is La ilaha illallah. The benefits of La ilaha illallah is tremendous. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would exhort the Sahaba, Jaddidu imanakum bila ilaha illallah. Refresh and renew your iman with the remembrance, with saying, with the tasbih, with the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, أَفْضَلُ ذِكْرِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ The best of dhikr is لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Nafi and Isbat. We are negating every type of ilah, everything that is worship, be it the skies, be it the sun, the moon, the idols, whatever it may be. We sing لَا to all those things. لَا to any shirk. لَا to any power. La to anything in this world but Allah. So we're making isbat of Allah. Nafi means we're negating. So we're saying La ilaha illallah. This is how we refresh in our iman. We have to get the correct yaqeen in our hearts that it is only Allah who is the cherisher, the nourisher, the provider, the sustainer, the one is in his, in whose control is every single thing in this world. And so La ilaha illallah is the miftah of Jannah. It is the key to Jannah. Without La ilaha illallah, a person cannot enter Jannah. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will come with so many sins that his sins will be filled in 99 huge, massive registers. 99 registers filled with only guna. Sins upon sins upon sins. It is placed on the scale. Can you imagine? 99 heavy registers, huge registers. The man has got no chance to be successful. He's doomed, he's destined now for Jahannam. And he knows that. And Allah then presents to him a small piece of paper. Bitaqa. In Urdu we say ek parchi. Small piece of paper. And he thinks to himself, what will the small piece of paper do in comparison with 99 huge, heavy registers of sins? How is this going to avail me? Nonetheless, it is placed on the other side of the scale that this small piece of paper has in it, La ilaha illallah, it outweighs the 99 registers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, فَلَا يَثْقُلُ مَعَ إِسْمِ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing can be heavier than La ilaha illallah. And therefore, in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned that in the end, that person who has that iman, it means he has La ilaha illallah in his heart. La ilaha illallah. He's got that iman which is so tiny, equivalent to a wheat, or equivalent to a mustard seed, or equivalent to an atom, small particle. So small. But eventually he'll be removed from Jahannam. He was sent into Jahannam because of his sins. But because he had even that amount of iman, he'll be removed from Jahannam and he'll gain entry into paradise. This is La ilaha illallah. This is iman. Rasulullah said, As'adu an-nasi bishafa'ati. The most fortunate person, the most lucky person on the day of Qiyamah, with my intercession, is that person who is La ilaha illallah. So La ilaha illallah is a powerful dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It reminds us of the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is no Allah, there is no ilah that is worthy of being worshipped. There is no ilah that people worship that can ever be accepted. Only Allah. Allah is ma'budi haqiqi. He is the one who we make ibadat to. And He is all deserving of our ibadat. He is masjoodi haqiqi. We make sajda only to Allah. We bow down only to Allah. La sharika. He's got no partners whatsoever. And we have to keep on reminding ourselves over this kalima, La ilaha illallah. Our tongues have to be moist with the dhikr. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. There are so many benefits of La ilaha illallah. It will save us from the azab of qabr. It will save us from the fire of Jahannam. It will give us entry into paradise. Even in dunya also there are benefits of La ilaha illallah. Akhirah there are benefits of La ilaha illallah. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq of reading La ilaha illallah every single day of our life. All the mashayikh, he prescribed kalima la ilaha illallah at least 100 times a day. 100 times, not difficult at all. But because we become so preoccupied, even hardly few times, we forget to say it. And that is why mashayikh mentioned, carry a tasbih in your hand, or a tasbih counter. So even when you're driving, you have this and you say, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Say a little bit of concentration, some dedication, and ponder over what we are saying, La ilaha illallah. This will strengthen our iman, it will strengthen our yaqeen, it will brighten and illuminate our hearts. It will brighten and illuminate our hearts. Our spiritual heart will become more firm and stronger. And this will be a deterrent for batil to penetrate into our hearts. It will stop falsehood from coming into our hearts. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Beside the Rishad Shum.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم أرِ غناكم عافر ما أمري خطاكم عافر ما Allah forgive us completely, my Allah. Allah purify our hearts, ya Allah. Allah humari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah mujrim hai, ya Allah. Allah we have raised our hands, ya Allah. Allah we only begging from you, my Allah. Allah we only turning to you, my Allah. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to sirat al-mustaqim. Keep us on sirat al-mustaqim. Don't make us be astray, my Allah. Don't make us, our hearts become deviated, my Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Allah, make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Increase us in iman, my Allah. Allah, help us with refreshing our iman. With la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us the haqiqat of his iman, my Allah. Allah make us understand this iman, make us practice on this iman, and the kalima la ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, ya Allah, only to you, may Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Remove all our difficulties, ya Allah. Whatever problems we have, musibat, ya Allah, whatever mashakil we have, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whether it is financial, whether it is domestic, ya Allah, whatever problem we have, whether it is some bala, some sickness, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove it completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bhi bimar ho, ya Allah, unko shifa ata farma. So many people are sick in hospitals at home, my Allah. Shifa is only in your hands, my Allah. You are Shafi, my Allah. Ya Allahumma shfihim shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. So many have passed on, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the maghfirat, my Allah. Give them the highest of stages in jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Give us mawt al-iman. Mawt in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Baril in jannat al-baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can only beg from you and ask you, my Allah. Even though we are not deserving of it, my Allah. But my Allah, if you show your kindness upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have bestowed upon us so many billions of favors, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every ni'mat you have given us, my Allah. Those that we are aware of, we are not aware of even, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a little place in Banjannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, ya Allah, the shafaat of Rasulullah s.a.w. the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. The Hudi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi come to us with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, without any dhillat, my Allah. Without any difficulty, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct way, my Allah. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allah, make our children become the kullus of our eyes. Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, athqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah, all good works of deen, ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Allah, the work of da'wat and tabliq, tazkiyah, ta'alim, makatib, darul ulum, youth classes, my Allah, different organizations, ya Allah. Sabku ikhlas al qabuliyat farma. Ya Allah, grant all of us maqbuliyat, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما الى حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما all those who requested duas answer the jaiz murad also my Allah ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.